Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Gregory Armstrong. He has just released a fantastic single and a video for a song, This Is Your Life. I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Greg, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here. How are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Austin. How are you?
I am also doing great. This is the first major thing I'm doing this week, and I'm kicking it off on a high note.
All right.
Really excited to have you. You've got this fantastic new track out. It is a cover song of Ronnie James Dio's This Is Your Life. And you have really expanded on what was already created. Like the original is great. And then you kind of took this and just like put it in overdrive. And I know that there was an amazing story that came with all of this. So I'm going to leave it to you to kind of explain to people how this all came to be.
Sure. I've been a Dio fan for a long time.
Sure.
I saw Ronnie in 1985. I was 19 years old, so it was one of my first concerts, a big
Nice.
rock
Yeah.
metal concert to see, and I was ninth row, so
Oh
I
my
had quite
goodness.
a it was quite amazing,
Still have
and
hearing loss, I'm
profound on
sure.
me. Yeah, no, not at all.
Nice.
Not in the and I'm 57 now, so I've had plenty of hearing loss since then.
Sure.
And been a musician my whole life.
Got it.
So, but I saw, so I've been a Dio fan for a long time, but I saw the Dreamers Never Die Showtime movie that they just recently released. Actually, they just put it out on DVD.
Nice.
And it's a wonderful movie. It gives you a lot of insight into Ronnie, into the various bands he's been in, even going back to when in the 50s when he was a crooner, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
He had the pompadour and everything, and was just a crooner. So
Yeah.
it's really an in-depth movie and great insight into him. At the end of the movie, they used this song, This Is Your Life. And This Is Your Life just had piano and strings in his vocal, and that was it was really stripped down, really different for Ronnie too.
Yeah.
Obviously we know Ronnie for the over the top, lots of guitar, lots of
Sure,
drums, I
sure.
mean big production. And so I heard this, and the song is moving, really lyrically moving to me, because he released it before he knew he had cancer, but the song is prophetic in that it was, I mean, it talks about your life and
Yeah.
what you're leaving behind and all those kind of things. So it really struck me. It was well placed in the movie for that reason, I'm
Course.
sure. And I had an idea to, I love to collaborate with people. I love to collaborate with some with people that I've worked with before, and new people. And it makes me a better musician, makes me a better producer.
Yeah.
All those things, working with new people. And so my idea was to create a rock version of the song, a little more like maybe something he would have done on Last in Line, or something like that. Not as heavy, because it's just not that heavy of a song, but wanted it to have more of a pulse behind it and all that, not just a piano and strings version. And wanted to give all the funds back to the DioCancerFund.org,
It's amazing.
and I wanted to put this together, so I did. And I like going back. I've been a musician since I was 19, a live musician, and made my living being a musician all these years. And Dio was one of those first concerts that really, wow, I want to do this. A lot of people say,
Yeah.
older than me say, oh, when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan or whatever,
Sure, sure.
I was negative too when the Beatles were
Yeah,
on
I
Ed
get it. Of
Sullivan. So that
course.
wasn't my moment. And but I had several moments over the years, but that seeing Dio was definitely one of those that made me want to be a live musician. So I wanted to give back in some way, and this is the way to do it. So I started putting the group together that I wanted to do it, and I started with Todd Zuckerman, who is the drummer for Styx currently, and
Amazing.
has been for the last 26 years, 27 years now. He's been there a long time, not he not original member. Their original drummer, John Panazzo, died in about actually the time that Todd started.
Oh, wow.
So, Todd and I have done several projects together in the past before. Fantastic drummer, and we do everything over the internet, and we talk on the phone or do a Zoom meeting like this, and discuss what we need, and then he sends me the tracks from that his engineer already laid out, and they sound amazing every time.
I love
so
that.
He's my like my go-to drummer when it comes to that, when he's available. But
yeah, of course.
Super busy these days. He's on the road a lot.
That's good. Yeah, Styx was one of the first like major shows that my parents took me to. And I was like, wow, like it was a real spectacle back then. And I'm sure it still is today.
Which tour was it?
Oh, geez. I
remember?
Must have been 14. So this was like 15 or 16 years ago. I don't even know. Yeah, I was pretty young at the time. But it was, I remember it being fantastic. I'll
Todd would have been there. Todd would have been the drummer.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So they were also one of my first shows, actually.
Nice.
Dio was my first metal concert. Styx was my first rock concert, believe it
Very
or not.
Cool.
1983. Kill Rev was here tour.
Love
but anyway,
that.
I started with Todd and laid down the track. And then I reached out to Angus Clark, who's the guitar player in Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Amazing. All right, you're very well connected. That's what I'm hearing here to put this project together. Absolutely.
I've been a jingle writer producer for the last
really?
35 years. So I'm used to working on in the internet with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And working with musicians in that respect. So it's real comfortable for me to do that. And I have no problem reaching out to anybody. I didn't know Angus at all.
Oh.
I knew that Angus was a fan of Dio because we follow each other on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
But I did know one of the lead singers in Trans-Siberian Orchestra really well. We had done projects together. So I asked Nathan Anderson was his name. I said, Nathan, your tour is almost over. It was like December 28th. It was close to the end of the TSO run. And I said, can you ask Angus if you'd be interested in doing a Dio project with me? And Angus called me that night. And,
really?
He was at dinner for their last dinner together for the TSO run. And I said, man, I'm a huge Dio fan. Tell me more about this. So then I told him about that Todd had just laid down his parts and we're looking for you to lay down some guitar on it. And I gave him the idea that I wanted to take this to the next level. He totally understood it. And actually, it was his idea to take the end of this song and reprise it with the end guitar solos and build it up after the traditional end. It was his idea to do that. And I loved it. He sent me back a little recording just rough guitars, but then he had that idea afterwards. And I said, man, we got to do this now. So then I went back to Todd and had him do even more fireworks on the end and make it more spectacular even on the end. So.
This
that
is
was,
fascinating.
That was Angus.
No, truly, to get everyone together to do this thing, I guess about how long did it take to put together and, from start to finish?
It took 7 months to put together.
Okay.
It probably wouldn't have taken that long if we were all, this is all we worked on.
Yeah,
we
no,
all
of
have
course
a million
not.
Projects that
yeah.
we're doing, and this was for charity. So we did it when we could. We were using, believe it or not, we were using a Dio isolated vocal when we created this track.
Oh.
So we had Dio's isolated vocal when we were creating the track. So that's what we were listening to all the time, which was inspiring as well. You know, so, but we knew to release this, we couldn't release it with Ronnie's voice. So the last piece of the puzzle was Robert Mason for Warrant, who was a close friend of the guy who mixed it, was Chuck Alkazian.
Sure.
So, and Chuck has mixed a lot of stuff. Soundgarden, he's based in Detroit. A wonderful mixer. Also used him on many projects.
Nice.
And we had talked about vocalists to use, and he goes, well, let me give Robert a call, see if he'd be interested. And again, Robert said, yeah, I'd love to. I'm not sure if I could do justice to Dio. You know, it's like he was a huge fan. Actually, he had worked with Dio or met him over the years too.
Yeah, it's tough shoes to fill for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in that respect, I think Robert just knocked it out of the park. I think he added his own flavor to it. As well, and it was never to compare himself to Dio, or we never wanted that comparison, really. Again, we wanted to make this a different sounding piece than what he had originally recorded.
Of course. It's not often that I get to talk to people about cover music. I would say about 95% of the time, it's like, hey, we have a new song or we have a new album. Sure. Honestly, this comes with so much more of a story because I imagine you sitting in front of the TV watching this and taking it in and becoming inspired by it and thinking, I need to continue this in a way. And then you literally like put together the A-team to get this thing going together. And
That's
then
exactly
boom,
what happened.
And then, right. And then it's out in the world. How does this compare to other projects that you've worked on in the past? I feel like this, you know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I feel like it is the most fulfilling at the same time, because you're kind of like fulfilling, you know, a childhood dream of this person that inspired you so much.
Absolutely. For sure it was. And I dream big all the time. I just, that's my nature. I like to make things bigger than life. And again, I like to collaborate with people. I think when you collaborate with people, maybe that you don't know too, they always bring their A game. They're always going to bring their A game. They want to impress you.
Right.
You know, so especially in the musician world, you know, we want to impress each other in the music world. And and so you're always bringing your A game to a project like this, and especially for charity, you know. So we all brought our A game to it and all had lots of great ideas. And I really have to hand a lot to Chuck in that regard, too. Chuck was really the co-producer on the track. He was the when I brought him in to mix it. We had other mixers that we were talking about, but Chuck was the one that I wanted to bring in. He was friends with Todd as well. He had worked with Todd before, and Chuck's ears are just magnificent. But besides being a great engineer, he's also a great musician. So he understands music, and we could talk musically with each other. A lot of engineers aren't necessarily musicians, and they can't or you know don't talk musically. But Chuck is very musical, and we have a very good relationship that way. And since then, we've carried on and done several more projects. Some of them are original projects, like you were just mentioning. So, yeah, it's opened the doors to some new things for me, which is what I'm always looking for. So
that's what it's all about. I love that. I think that a lot of people that listen to these or watch these might skew younger in age, and they may know the name Ronnie James Dio, but they may not actually know the music.
Sure.
Where would you recommend that people start in his discography to really get an idea?
We'll dive in at Rainbow. Obviously he was in Black Sabbath too.
Yeah.
So he replaced Ozzy in Black Sabbath. You know, Heaven and Hell, when that album came out, Black Sabbath was really kind of at a crossroads, to be honest, and they knew it. And then Ronnie stepped in with a lot of energy and, obviously vocals and lyric writing. So it really changed the dynamic of that band. So, you know, start with Rainbow or Black Sabbath after Ozzy, and then of course Dio's career, his own album career too. Last in Line was one of those albums that really struck a chord, and Holy Diver, the song Holy Diver would be another one that I'd listen to. And this is a lot of. I love all kinds of music. I'm a metal fan, but I like pop music. I like some rap music. I like some country music. I like everything. I really do. And part of that comes from me being a jingle writer. So I have to listen to a lot of different styles of music, depending on what the client wants. A lot of metal musicians definitely revere Dio as their hero vocally,
that's amazing.
Musically. So, if you're going down that road and like the harder edge stuff, Dio is definitely a good place to start.
Love that. Are there any like modern day metal artists that have sort of caught your ear?
There is. Hold on a second. Let me put my other ear back in.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I like Hailstorm, female. Okay. You know, I like. I'm let's see. I'm a Prague guy too, so Dream Theater, not that
Okay.
Dream Theater is modern, but
Sure.
I like Prague. And they keep releasing great stuff. I'm in tune with a lot of it, listen to a lot of it. Don't have a
I
huge.
totally listen. Yeah, it's overwhelming the amount of music that there is.
Up
Sometimes you don't
there
even know where to
is.
start. I completely understand.
Right. I just been listening to. I play in a band, and we just played with the Guess Who recently, and they just
Oh,
released an
nice.
album, and it's totally. It doesn't sound anything like old Guess Who, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
And but it sounds like Jellyfish. It sounds like so. And when I say I'm into old pop and all those kind of
Yeah.
things, it really reminds you of that. It has little sticks in it. Has all that. So that's what's been on my mind lately is this
Yeah.
Guess Who album,
That's awesome.
and I love it.
Very cool. I guess, now that you're putting the finishing touches on this project, is there anything else that you're working on that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, a couple of them. The one that I just talked to the publicist about this morning was another cover, and this one is "Still They Ride" by Journey,
Nice.
and the singer is David Mikulski, is another jingle singer that I've used probably on 50 projects over the years. He's based in Illinois, and the singer has early onset Parkinson's,
Oh, geez.
and he's my age. And so the thought is to give all the funds back to, on this one to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So
Nice.
we've already started a portal to do that. It's the Still They Ride team, and we're gonna release this in August,
Okay.
and I'm hoping to get the stamp of approval from the Journey folks and
Sure.
even the Michael J. Fox Foundation
Yeah.
to get behind it, but it turned out wonderful. Again, Todd Zuckerman is the drummer on it.
I
So,
love
and
that.
Todd was a huge Steve Smith fan. So he said, "Yeah, I can cut this. I don't even need to listen to it. I this is so ingrained in me.
Sure.
I can cut it today." So yeah, he just nailed it. And
Nice.
but David's a wonderful friend, and he's passionate about the Parkinson Foundation and finding a cure for that.
Yeah.
And if we can help in any way we can with this song, let's do it. And
Amazing.
it turned out amazing. He's absolutely an amazing singer.
Yeah, I love what you're
So
doing here. I have a couple more for you. I want to know basically, is there any part of this project that I may not have asked about or not covered that you think is important to share with people that want to learn more about it?
well, you can go to any streaming service and find it under This Is Your Life 2023. So, search for This Is Your Life 2023. You can find it on YouTube. And if you go to YouTube and search This Is Your Life, you're going to find a lot of This Is Your Life. It's a common
Sure.
title. It's a
Yeah.
common title. A lot of bands have released songs that my label is called Inno Vibrations. So
Okay.
INNOVIBRATIONS. And so when you search that on YouTube, This Is Your Life 2023, and then look for Inno Vibrations, you could find it. We have a lot of views on that. I think we're up to 40,000 or something. It's been out
Nice.
about a month,
Yeah.
which is good. We're hoping for the million mark, so
Of
we'll get
course.
there.
Just needs to catch fire. That's what it's all about.
Need to catch fire. That's what it is. And then the Ronnie's Cancer Fund is docancerfund.org.
Sure.
docancerfund.org. And again, all the money made from this, from all the streaming, from anything is going right back to that.
Amazing.
So
And I'll
I
let
wanted to
you
mention.
know. I'll let you know, and I'll let everyone else know right now. Like, we're going to have the links in our article that are going to go right to everything you mentioned plus more. So, no need to
Wonderful.
search around too much.
Great. I wanted to mention two other people that are on the album.
Yeah.
Actually, three. Tommy Barbarella did the strings. Tommy Barbarella was the keyboard player for Prince
Wow.
here in
I was going to say, that
Minneapolis.
sounds really familiar.
Tommy Barbarella was in the MPG era of the
Nice.
band, so later years. And he's like the go-to guy around these parts for string arrangements.
Sure.
And he came back and he goes, "Greg, I think I went a little epic on it." And I said, "I can't wait to hear it." And it just, I listened to it probably 50 times after he sent it to me. It was so moving, so rich. And it really made the track. So listen for the string lines in there. Another guitar player that I used on this track besides Angus Clark was Matt Kirkwald. And Matt Kirkwald and I have done lots of projects together. He's in a metal band called Majesties, by the way. And he plays bass in that. But he's in a lot of different projects. He also plays with the Intoxicats. It plays in my band occasionally. And a well-versed musician producer himself, also been down Jingle World a lot. And the last one is Brian Hollenbeck, who plays in a touring rock band called Hairball.
All right.
And they are a tribute to 80s rock, but they toured. I can't call them a local band. They're from Minneapolis, but they tour constantly. They probably do 4 or 5 nights a week on the road and do really, really well. We just played with them last week in Duluth, and there was 10,000 paid attendees.
Dang.
they do really, really well. And so Brian's a bass player of that, and he's also played on a few projects. He played on the Still They Ride track as well that we just did.
Very cool.
Did you mention those guys?
Of course. Well, Greg, I want to thank you so much, seriously, for taking the time to explain this. And I want to mention one more time that we will have the links in our article so people can listen and share and follow along and stay tuned for more. I'm excited for this Journey project, so I'm really glad that I asked. I'm looking forward to that. And sincerely, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. It means a lot.
You bet. You bet. Thank
awesome.
You, Austin.
You're very
I'll send
welcome.
You the Journey project when I get it.
Please do. All right. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon.
You too. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.